First, if you've ever dealt with depression, bipolar disorder, or another mental health problem, your own or in your family, you truly are not alone, though it may feel like it. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, 1 in 5 American adults will experience a mental illness. But regardless of the numbers, dealing with mental health can be a lonely or isolating experience. Our next guest has provided treatment for decades. In a new book, he offers advice, resources, and hope, and lessons he's learned from people living with mental health conditions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If this is your story or someone in your family, what were some of the ways, hopefully, you were able to find connections with others? Was there advice or a skill or a mechanism that helped you have a happier life or a family member have a happier life? Do you have questions for our guest about finding resources, making connections? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dr. Ken Duckworth is the Chief Medical Officer for the National Alliance on Mental Illness and author of the book You Are Not Alone, the NAMI Guide to Navigating Mental Health, with advice from experts and wisdom from real people and families. Dr. Duckworth, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
I want to go to your origin story in some ways. This book you've written is a book I think you wish your family had access to when you were a kid and your father was dealing with mental illness. Can you tell a little bit about that story and that inspiration?
Yes, Tyler, this is exactly the book that I could have used, Rob. You know, my family felt so alone. My dad was carted off by the police when I was 7 or 8 years old in Philadelphia. And not long after, we're in a U-Haul driving to Michigan. And 7-year-old me is like, does this have anything to do with that? And so we moved to Michigan, and I'm a proud Big Ten graduate, not of the University of Wisconsin, I should say. But my experience of this was there was so much silence and shame around my dad's illness. My dad was loving and kind. So because I was trying to make sense of it, Rob, I decided to go to medical school and I learned everything I could about it. And when I go to bookstores, I still only see memoirs, which are interesting but not practical, and textbooks, which no one reads. How do I know that, Rob? I write chapters in textbooks. And no one ever reads them. I think it would have helped my family to see other people like me. So this is the book that I wanted for my own life. And it's a gift that NAMI allowed me to write it for the rest of us. It's full of ordinary people, people like you and me, carpenters, teachers, policemen, doctors who are living with mental health conditions or in their families. They use their names because shame has been such a primary problem in delaying help seeking, Rob. So this is the book I always wanted for myself, and happily NAMI now has this book.
And a key theme in your book is the title of the book, You Are Not Alone. Anybody experiencing this, especially maybe a decade, 2 decades ago, this was a unique experience for them. Something, as you're saying, people don't talk about. You're hoping, I think, that that's changing, and you're hoping to change that.
That's exactly right, Rob. No matter who you are, there's people from 11 different race and ethnicities, 50 different occupations, 25 religious affiliation, and 38 states, including your fair state of Wisconsin. People share what they've learned, what they've been through, how they've managed, how they figured out how to communicate. The idea is there is expertise in real people, that if you've lived with bipolar disorder for 15 years, you've probably learned something.
And you talk about the idea of recovery. This is something you learned very directly from people dealing with mental health conditions. The importance of, you know, if I'm suffering from something like this, that I help set the terms of what recovery means to me. Can you talk about the value of that?
Yeah, the idea that each person has their own definition of recovery, and whether that's stability, the ability to give to others, the ability to function in relationships. You know, that's a North Star for people. This is what I want. This is what I value. And I asked each of the 70 or so people with first person experience what their definition of recovery was. And there's a whole chapter called Themes of Recovery. I just listened to people. What does it mean to you, this recovery journey? I also talked to about 60 families of people with mental health conditions. And some people said, you know, I have bipolar disorder and my spouse is dealing with addiction. So I'm a family member and I have a first person experience.
Talking to Dr. Ken Duckworth, author of the new book, You Are Not Alone, The NAMI Guide to Navigating Mental Health, with advice from experts and wisdom from real people and families. If you're willing, you can share your maybe experience, your own or a family member's, at 800-642-1234. Was there something that helped you? Was there a challenge getting help that you needed? Do you have questions for our guest? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dr. Duckworth, you talk about what may be an underutilized resource: peer support, the value of people dealing with similar things, helping each other out. What is out there? How can we make better use of it?
Yeah, one of the things that came really clear to me, Rob, is what the value of people with similar conditions. I had a chapter I was going to call The Power of Community, and it would have been malpractice not to change it to The Powers of Peers and Community, because so many people told me that a person who's living with, let's say, schizophrenia, coach them on how to manage voices, or a person living with depression, coach them on how to parent while struggling. That the professional world is very valuable. This is a both and book. You know, I like professionals. I like psychotherapy. I think medication is a useful tool much of the time. But the thing that we've overlooked somehow is the wisdom gained from real people who've lived with things. And so all I did was ask them what they'd learned. And it turns out there's about 2,000 years of lived experience in this book, 130 people dealing with things for 15 to 20 years on average. 2,000 years, that's a lot of time. Becoming a peer and helping others is a very profound theme for a lot of people. The idea that they could bring meaning to their experience of suffering is extremely powerful and often very healing. And in helping others, we, of course, help ourselves.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Bob is with us in Eau Claire. Bob, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about, Bob?
I want to tell you about my experience. I went through a master's degree program, and I was suffering from severe chronic depression and never told anyone. I could have received an Oscar for my acting awards.
Mm.
But yet when I found this peer recovery center in Eau Claire, just the ability for me to talk about what was going on and to feel safe about it and not to scare anybody about it, because they had all been through it, changed my life incredibly.
Bob, I'm so glad to hear that you had that experience.
Bob, thanks a lot for sharing that. Dr. Duckworth, can you talk about, if somebody's listening and saying, I want what Bob got there, how do they go about finding some kind of peer support network like Bob found?
Well, I don't know how Bob found it in Eau Claire, but NAMI Wisconsin is a strong NAMI affiliate. The first NAMI meeting in 1979 was actually in Wisconsin. And what I want to say to people is Bob is one of tens of thousands of people that has benefited from a peer support culture. It's so powerful, and it isn't something professionals particularly understand. I say this as a card-carrying psychiatrist. We have undervalued the power of peers and the power of learning from each other. So, Bob, I want to thank you for sharing what you have learned, and I'm delighted to hear that it was so helpful to you.
And thanks again for sharing that with us, Bob. I appreciate that. Dr. Duckworth, in the book, you talk about, you know, NAMI itself offers some things like this. There are clubhouses. I know some of my friends work at Fountain House in New York City. We have clubhouses in Wisconsin. Could you talk about some of the more formal peer support things like that and some of the informal ones you write about?
I interviewed someone from Fountain House because it's the original community clubhouse, right? There's more than 400 clubhouses across the world, and they're undoubtedly throughout every major city in Wisconsin. And this is a social organization where people can find connection and people who care about them. And I think it's really important that you can be part of a community. So I interviewed them because in the 1940s, when they closed a big state hospital in New York, a group of people that had been meeting at the state hospital said they called their group We Are Not Alone, or WANA. They've wanted to feel part of a community. And so as I researched that, that isn't a fact. I knew of Fountain House, of course. Every community psychiatrist knows of Fountain House. I was so touched that their idea of how to conceptualize their work was as We Are Not Alone. NAMI also has support groups, and they have a peer-to-peer support group. So if you contact NAMI Wisconsin, a very strong affiliate, you will find resources for families and for individuals, both in terms of formal classes and also support groups in person and online.
We're talking to Dr. Ken Duckworth, Chief Medical Officer at NAMI, with us today to talk about his new book. It's called You Are Not Alone, The NAMI Guide to Navigating Mental Health. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have an experience to share, your own, or maybe in your family, or a question for our guest. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation, hear from more of you coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We pick up our conversation with Dr. Ken Duckworth, Chief Medical Officer for NAMI. His new book is You Are Not Alone, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll go back to your calls now. Nick is with us in Green Bay. Nick, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got a TBI, traumatic brain injury, on June 9th of 21, and the thing that helped me greatly is the Facebook groups. They kind of tell me, like, what to expect and what, because I'm on so many different drugs. I asked their opinion about drugs and stuff. It's been a nightmare. I'd rather have lost a limb than have the brain injury. But, like, I just got out of the ER for a headache. I get headaches every day. It's been ridiculous. But the support on the Facebook groups is huge for me.
Nick, thanks for the call. Sorry you've experienced this. Dr. Duckworth, sorry.
Sorry to hear that. It sounds like you're crowdsourcing both support and input, Nick. And this is one of the things I think we need to do, because we have such a shortage of licensed professionals. I like licensed professionals, but I'm glad you're also getting support from a community. And I thank you for calling in. I think this is a underappreciated aspect of healing.
Thanks a lot for that call. I know, Dr. Duckworth, when we start to search for things on the internet, we may find a good support group that's really helpful. We may find things that steer us in weird directions. Do you have advice on navigating that?
Boy, it's a good question. Well, again, I like NAMI Wisconsin. They're reputable. They're thoughtful. They've been at it since 1979, where the first NAMI convention was held. They might be a good resource to start with. And if they can't provide you what you need, I bet they can help you find what you need.
Thanks again for sharing your story. Suzanne joins us now in Madison. Suzanne, hello. Oops, Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. What did you want to share with us?
Well, I just want to say I first heard Dr. Duckworth talk about his book at a NAMI conference last year, and I'm glad it's come out. And today I had the privilege of celebrating my 37-year-old son's birthday with him. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was 17. And today he is in recovery. He lives alone. He works alone. He owns a car that he makes payments on and maintains. He travels on his own. And recovery is real. And I really want to get that message out that we just have to sometimes wait a long time for it. And it took our son over 12 years until he was ready to really work on recovery. And it's a tough illness, and having mental illness is very tough, and families just have to give absolute love and absolute support. I'm also a family-to-family teacher for NAMI.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Suzanne. Dr. Duckworth.
Suzanne, thank you for everything you're doing, and happy birthday to your son at 37. I find a lot of people find a path, and not every path is the same. And it usually isn't quick. And so thank you for teaching family to family. Rob, this is a program NAMI has developed, which has been demonstrated in randomized controlled trials to increase hope and empowerment for family members who have adult children with serious mental health conditions. So Suzanne, congratulations on you and your son's success. And I wish you all the best.
Suzanne, thank you so much for sharing that story. And Dr. Duckworth, you say that in the darkest moments, someone experiencing a schizophrenia or major depression or bipolar disorder, things might look hopeless for them and their family members. You are really hoping to highlight stories like Suzanne to say things are bad now, but they can get better.
Here's other people who have been in this place, did not see a way out, and they found a path. And again, for an acute crisis, you'd still want to contact 988, which is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and not NAMI Wisconsin. So if you're in an acute moment of desperation and you need an acute crisis, that isn't a NAMI resource. That's a national crisis counseling line. But I think it's really important to reflect upon the fact of the number of people who do well. And Rob, I also see this among practitioners who work in hospitals. They see people when they're sick, and they don't get to watch the whole movie of the person living independently, having a job, having relationships, having a car. They may be taking medicines. They may still have symptoms, right? We don't have cures, but we do have a series of meaningful lives.
Thanks again for that call. We are talking to Dr. Ken Duckworth. His new book is called You Are Not Alone. Back to your calls now. Andy is with us in Green Bay. Andy, hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm an alcoholic, and at one of my group meetings, I brought up the fact that I deal with depression. And it was amazing to me the number of people around the room that are also dealing with depression. And my question is, does depression lead to addiction, or does addiction lead to depression?
What a fantastic question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think the short answer is we don't know. But we do know that there are co-travelers. And we also know that the cultures of the approaches in mental health and addiction support can be in conflict. So I interviewed a bunch of people who were told in AA, for example, not in every AA group, I like AA, you know, to not take medicines. And I talked to people in the mental health space who were told, you know, until you get your addiction under control, we can't treat your depression. So these are two different cultures. The truth is we don't know why they co-travel. We do know that they do co-travel. And we have to be respectful of the idea that each culture has a tradition and has come to that place for their own reasons. But we have to be able to integrate them. You need to be able to deal with your addiction and your depression at the same time.
Andy,
and
thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy, thanks, and best as you deal with both of those problems. Dr. Duckworth, one of the most striking things to me was your chapter on advocacy and how people dealing with mental illness, one of the most powerful things that helped them was helping other people.
I want to say each of the people who called in today is an advocate. Mm-hmm. They're sharing their experience so that someone else feels less alone. Again, advocacy is a critical aspect for many people of taking it to the next level. And I love the idea that changing something, you know, advocating for more resources or testifying at the state legislature or coaching another person as a peer specialist, becoming a sponsor in AA, these are all advocacy steps. It solidifies the person's own experience of recovery and extends beyond. I think that's a critical aspect for many people. I don't think every person has to do this. I just heard it in so many of my interviews. It was really powerful for me.
Dr. Duckworth, we just have a couple minutes left. Now, people dealing with mental health problems, their own or in the family, they may be at a lot of different points in that story. If they haven't taken a first step to reach out and find connections, what would you say to, I don't, hopefully help inspire them?
Well, you have a variety of resources, and, you know, clubhouses are one, NAMI Wisconsin's another, AA is another. There's a lot of people who are interested in supporting your recovery. And remember, a life in a snapshot is not a life in a movie. And when I see somebody who's 17 years old and is struggling with suicidality, particularly if they like baseball, I like to remind them that they're in the first or second inning of a 9-inning game. And, you know, here in Boston, we have the Red Sox. We had a terrible season. If you're down 3 runs in the first inning, the game really isn't over. It really isn't over. And finding other people who've been where you've been and can offer you some support, suggestions, tips, pointers, and love, you know, is often a really great tool. For the book, all the royalties go to Nami. This is a love gift on my part for my father and for everyone like him, you know, because I hadn't seen a book where real people share what they learned. And so this is something I gave to Nami as a love gift.
Dr. Duckworth, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob, for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Dr. Ken Duckworth, Chief Medical Officer for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He joined us to talk about his new book, You Are Not Alone, The NAMI Guide to Navigating Mental Health, with advice from experts and wisdom from real people and families. A couple numbers for you. Dr. Duckworth mentioned the crisis hotline, the suicide prevention hotline. That's 988. For non-acute crises, the NAMI hotline, excuse me, he mentioned you can call or text 800-950-6264. That's 800-950-6264.